All five candidates agree the first task for the new board is finding a new superintendent. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed wants to raise private funds to nearly double the school chief's salary. But a superintendent who comes to Atlanta because of the money is not the right choice, says candidate Cynthia Briscoe Brown.
The role of the mayor right now is very problematic because he's trying to buy a school board. I don't think we need a superintendent with divided loyalties. The superintendent needs to be part of the team with the board to serve the students of Atlanta Public Schools.
Incumbent and current APS board chair Ruben McDaniel says the school chief answers to the board, but the mayor's input is valuable.
Should the mayor be running the school system? No. Should the mayor be picking the next superintendent? No. But should that superintendent and should the school district be aligned with the vision of the city? Absolutely. If we're going to make this a great city, education is a core component to any city.
Mayor Reed's heart is in the right place, says candidate Tom Tidwell, but
I'm completely opposed to the mayor raising private funds to pay the superintendent. He wants to improve education just like we all do. But I think he's more at a 30,000-foot level or 60,000-foot level. He's not focused on class sizes. He's not focused on what the children need in the classroom.
A former APS board member and candidate Mark Riley says support from the city could be helpful in recruiting a superintendent, but should go no further.
But I don't think that getting directly involved in the compensation structure is an appropriate role. And I think that ought to be left for the school board, which is who ultimately the superintendent reports to.
When asked if the mayor should have a role in securing the superintendent, longtime Atlanta resident and candidate Dave Walker said no. But he also thinks a change is needed in how the superintendent is selected.
No search committee, because they weren't elected. The board needs to be the sole responsible for finding a new superintendent, because the board is the ones that the citizens elect, not some search committee.
The District 8 at-large seat drew the most candidates. It's possible a runoff election will determine the winner. Rose Scott, WABE News.